You're listening to a special edition of Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Holly Kernan. We've been talking about the many places people at KALW are from, and we took a quick poll of our newsroom, and we've got San Franciscans from
Wichita, Kansas.
Atlanta, Georgia.
San Jose, California.
Lexington, Massachusetts.
Sunnyvale, California.
Falls Church, Virginia.
Golden, Colorado.
Los Angeles, California.
Santiago, Chile.
Ithaca, New York.
Stockholm, Sweden.
Helmand in the Netherlands.
Madison, Wisconsin.
My name is Kelly McFarling, and I'm from Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay, that last person is not on our staff, but I did talk with her for our next story. This is a song from her debut album, Distractible Child.
Stepping stones steeped in pastoral pollution. And I keep on leaving you just wrecked with a resolution.
McFarling wrote this as an ode to her hometown, but she didn't write it until she got to San Francisco. She had never written a song until she moved here. In this edition of Bay Area Beats, I asked McFarling to tell us how this city helped her launch her musical career and to better understand her idea of home.
I have always had this really hard time leaving home because home is so wonderful and because I had such, you know, like a lot of people are like, oh, I left home when I was 18 because like my parents were all messed up and like everybody was blah, like I had this terrible thing. Like, but I'm just so the opposite. Like I had this amazing experience growing up. I have this wonderful family that is, you know, really close to me, and there's just like a lot of love and a lot of support. And so it's always, there's this always like kind of hard, like letting go feeling of being like, why am I leaving home? Like is it always going to feel like this whenever I leave home? Like every time I, you know, move forward or like grow, it's going to feel like leaving home a little bit more, which is always a little bit sad. You know, just the whole like lost childhood thing. My friends and I used to like joke about this, like, you know, the big tragedy in my life is just that I'm never going to be able to be like a little kid again. That's like, but it is. I mean, I think that's the tragedy in a lot of people's lives. But for me, it just feels like, you know, like a pretty obvious thing. And it's like, the leaving home really represents that.
Not riding this way. It never stops, and it's making me sick, but I'm not ready to get off.
Everybody does. When I moved here, I didn't know anybody, really, and I think that was, like, a big thing for me. Like, I knew a few people kind of on the fringe, but I didn't have, like, a community. I didn't have, like, a network. And I just started going to this Hotel Utah open mic, which I associate with like a very, that was a really big key moment for me because it was kind of like the first place that I performed in front of people with a banjo by myself, like very first time ever that I did that. And I remember I did it because I was trying to like impress this dude who like invited me to the open mic. And I was like, oh, okay. Like I totally told him that I'm a singer songwriter. Like I'm a musician, you know, and I totally wasn't yet. Like I hadn't done like anything, but I was like talking to him and he was like, oh, you're a musician. Cool. Like we should go to this open mic together. And he invited me to this open mic and we went to the open mic and, you know, I was like, oh my God, I have to learn a song. Like, I have to do some songs now. I've, like, lied to this dude. Like, so I learned a cover song. I did a cover song that first night, and it was just a really amazing night because people were really supportive and encouraging, and they were just like, wow, like, that was so good. Like, who are you? Like, where are you from? Like, you're amazing. Like, please come back. And it was just, I was like, whoa, this is awesome. So then I really found this, like, haven at the Hotel Utah where it gave me an excuse to have a new song every week.
And all of the people are out here doing the things that people do. Smoking signals, and some are putting down roots, and others just passing through.
Yeah, in the song Perspective, that is a very specific San Francisco song. Just the literal ability to have different perspectives, like, because, you know, it was like this very small contained city, but I could like see the whole city from different angles. And that got me thinking a lot about, you know, like different ways to look at people and different ways to look at your, you know, your path in a certain place. The line about, you know, some are putting down roots and others just passing through was about, you know, the people that I was meeting in San Francisco, and a lot of them are very transient. And yeah, the perspective of this city was like changing by the day.
Perspective is divine, but which one is mine? Which one is mine? Clock strikes upon the hour, and the sun begins to fade.
I loved this place from the beginning, and why I still continue to love it is just because there's such a great community of musicians, and it's really supportive, and it's really inspiring. And one of the other really big things about San Francisco and the Bay Area that I love is just the, like, the playfulness of it. Like, I love that this city has, like, you know, five different excuses in the month of October to just have a citywide party where we can, like, dress up in costumes and, like, act like children.
Oh, I wanna dance with somebody.
I love seeing people, like, reclaiming that sense of playfulness and joy. So, yeah, I feel like I have put down a lot of substantial roots here in San Francisco. Like, it definitely feels like home. It definitely feels like I've built a family here. And the people here are really, like, the thing that has just solidified the homeness of it. Yeah, it's a great place.
Spinning through the time. Sooner or later, the fever ends and I wind up feeling. I need a man who'll take the chance on a love.